Welcome back to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour radio show right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and your co-host, Sister Harvey. If you are new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button. Go ahead and share this. As well as if you want to financially support this podcast, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio FUND. Illuminati Radio Fund. And Joe Biden is making some major moves. I hope it's for the good. Let's go ahead and hear this.
Yeah,
because
our mayor went to see him
yesterday. Yeah, because your mayor, that's right. Your mayor did go to see him.
He was sitting in the front. So anyway, Biden saw this law-breaking gun thing and the anti-crime plan. Okay, Washington Post. President Joe Biden announces a new effort Wednesday to stem a rising national tide of violent crime, declaring the federal government is taking on the bad actors doing bad things to our community. But questions persist about how effective the efforts can be and what could be a turbulent summer. Crime rate has risen at the plummeting during the initial months of the coronavirus pandemic, creating economy hardship and anxiety. Biden's plan focuses on providing money to the cities that need more police, offering community support, and most of all, cracking down on gun violence and those supplying illegal firearms. These merchants of death are breaking the law to profit.
Let me tell you something. The Biden plan is fine and good, is good. But you see what Biden is doing? He's making you think that he's doing something. He's going after the wrong people. Because the people who is confecting to communities with gun violence is not the people that go to a gun shop and get guns. Never have you seen a gangbanger go and fill out a gun application to get a firearm.
Yeah, they get it off the street.
Exactly. And they get it off the street cheaper than they would get it if they would go to a damn gun shop.
Amen. Ain't no waiting period.
Yeah, no waiting period. And at a discount. You can get a knife. Well, I know when I was down in Georgia, I had purchased a 9mm for, I think it was six. It came out to like $679 or something like that. You can get that same 9mm on the street for about $100. Or if it got bodies on it, you can get it for less than $100. So Biden is really going after the wrong people. He's doing this and he's making it seem like he's doing good. You know what I'm saying? And you cannot put it in the hands of the governors of the state. You got to make sure they put it to good use.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the governors of the state is going to only, you know what I'm saying, they're not going to. The only governor does something or makes something happen is Governor Kemp from Georgia. That's the only governor that I know whatever state it is in America, that's the only governor when he signed executive orders, things happen. But go ahead.
These merchants of death are breaking the law by profit. For profit. Biden said, if you willfully sell a gun to someone who's prohibited, my message to you is this. We'll find you. We'll seek your license to sell guns. We'll make make sure you keep some death and mayhem on our streets. But
why don't Biden say that to these gangbangers? That would be if he only say that. We know who is terrorizing the communities. We will find you. You with the red rag hanging out your pocket. You with the blue rag hanging out your pocket. We will find you. Why don't Biden do that? That would be more logically right. Because that, just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? It's not the guns that's killing people. It's the people with the illegal guns that is killing people. Go ahead.
Well, how do you want to, the statement you just made about we will seek out your license, people that sell guns on the streets don't have a license.
It's like I always said. He's not go. Every time you see these mass shootings and stuff like that, it is to crack down on the legal guns, not the illegal guns. They going after the wrong people.
They have licenses, exactly.
That's their main agenda.
Law-abiding citizens from having a gun. We talking about law-abiding citizens.
There you go. And that is... And that is what they're cracking down on. Mm-hmm. They want it... Exactly. Because the gangbangers are doing exactly their agenda. Doing what they want to do. They want to disarm the law-abiding citizens, and they want to, you know what I'm saying, eliminate gun shops. Period.
Oh, so that's what that was about months ago, about what was going on down in Oklahoma, but they wasn't having it, right?
Yeah, that and you remember we did a report on the FBI on the FBI finding guns missing.
Yes.
See it is.
Military.
Yeah, exactly. In the military. That's right. It is the elites who is the one who is bringing the guns into the communities through their agents. Do they agents that look like you, talk like you, you know what I'm saying? And gangbang just like you. So you think it's one of you who's selling you that gun. When it's really an agent that's selling you that gun so that you can go out and use it and kill a bunch of niggas. You know what I'm saying? They know what they're doing. Now to the unlearned person, the unlearned person will hear Biden's speech and say, "Oh, Biden is doing a good job." No, he ain't. Because the licensed gun shop is not the issue. Because if you want to put it like that, didn't you guys so-called lock up Kodak Black for falsifying a gun application? Didn't you catch that gun application? He did not get the gun, did he? Because you've seen that he falsified the gun application. So that's my point. A criminal do not go into a gun shop and get a gun. A criminal get their guns on the street. Go ahead, Sister Harvey.
Okay, the steps he outlined aimed at going hard at the gun dealers who break federal law and establishing strike forces for certain cities to help stop weapon trafficking. He also said he would keep more money for the agency that tracked the nation's guns. But the rest of his new strategy boils down mostly to suggestions from suggestions for, and he's encouraging the city to investigate some of their COVID-19 release funds into the policing and pushing alternative crime reduction steps, such as increased community support and summer jobs for the teenagers.
Hell with the summer job for the... No, wait a minute. Hold up. Well, summer job for the teenager. Yeah, listen, that should be the least focus right now. Because if you got... Let me tell you like this. If you got gangbanger influences out there on the street, the teens and the youth is going to pay less attention to a job and more attention to the influences of the gangbangers. Because if the gangbangers going through robbing and stealing and getting stuff for free, the teens and the youth gonna look at that and be like, why do I have to work 9 to 5 and slave when these gangbangers, they get things for free and they get to hang out and have fun? So they going the wrong way about this. Get rid of the influences that will influence our youths to go the other way. And you know how you get rid of that? Number one, and I know this ain't gonna happen, Biden need to issue summonses to these record labels that they no longer can sign gangbangers to their label. That they can no longer sign murder music to influence our youth to commit murder. Because that's all our youth listen to is murder music. So they going the wrong way about it. Get to the problem first and then come through with a solution. You elites know exactly what I'm talking about. The problem and then solution. Because you elites cause both. You remember when you at least had ISIS, so-called, over there terrorizing the Middle East? That was you guys' problem. And then you guys come with the solution. You guys crack down on ISIS. And then now you guys got control of the poppy fields. And now America had a heroin epidemic. So you guys know exactly how to issue, how to combat the problem, and how to bring the solution. So why don't you, so this issue that's going on in our communities today, this is a small problem compared to ISIS. You know what I'm saying? Jihadi John, I remember back then Jihadi John was beheading people on film. So compared to that, this issue that we have in our communities is very small. And it don't really need the operation of the federal government. This can be handled on a state-by-state level. If I was the governor or the mayor of a state, say I was the mayor of Baltimore, you know what I would do? I would focus the police task force on the gangbangers. Lock them idiots up. I don't care if they have a piece of crack rock. Lock their ass up. You know what I'm saying? If they got a slingshot, lock them up. You know what I'm saying? They got a rag hanging out the left side. Lock them up. You know what I'm saying? They talking. They throwing signs. Lock them up.
Well, the state's attorney is no longer doing cases. She's not arresting nobody that had marijuana. She's not arresting nobody that, prostitution. She's not arresting nobody that's trespassing on the property. She called them low-level crime. She's no longer prosecuting.
I don't know why she ain't doing that, because yes, marijuana may be legal, but it is illegal when you are in the streets smoking it. That's a finable offense. Give them a fine for smoking it in the streets. Yeah, no, they can't lock them up, but it's a finable offense.
Right now, they are actually coming down on the state's attorney, too. Trust that. They're talking about removing people out of office.
For locking people up for smoking weed?
She's not going to lock nobody up for smoking weed. She made that announcement on TV. She called it low-level crime. So, somebody got on there and said, you didn't tell me if I'm sitting on my foot, somebody can come stand on my property and sell marijuana, you know, she's just not going to do that anymore. But she claims she got a certain percentage of cases she done prosecuted, but they went in her backlog and noticed she didn't prosecute more. She did not prosecute. There's more cases she didn't prosecute and less than she did. And she didn't add numbers. She said if we add them in, the numbers would be much lower on her cases.
Mm-hmm.
So they come, you know, her and her husband, he's in the city, the house too. She's a state's attorney. Nick Moulton is the, he ran for commissioner. Committee something. He make decisions on certain things too. And they had them two in the news for like 2 weeks in a row about, you know, them going off.
Hey, I tell you, they wouldn't want me to be the mayor or the governor of any of these cities, because it would be a no tolerance of on no bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
And no hanging in the corner.
No hanging out. Exactly. No hanging out. Exactly. I see you hanging out and loitering. I may not can lock you up, but I can issue as many summonses I can. And I know your ass ain't gonna be going back and forth to court, and you're gonna end up having a warrant, and then I can lock you up.
There's a lot of shootings in Maryland at corner stores in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
It's like this: when you see a crowd of guys hanging in front of a store, and you're a policeman, you already know you're going to put that up. Why would you allow them to stand there until something go wrong?
Yeah, I'd be like, break it up. I'll come right through that. Break it up. I don't care where you're going, because you got to get the hell away from here.
And then they'll leave or drive by. And that's when, you know, 5 minutes later, they get a call. It was shot right there where you were just at 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. And then they say, the president has been clear that he is opposed to the defund the police movement, which has been effectively used against other Democrats to case them as anti-law enforcement. This is not a time to turn our back on law enforcement, Biden said, who noted that crime historically rises during the summer, and as we emerge from the pandemic, the traditional summer spike may be even more pronounced than it usually would be. He also is trying to boost progressive efforts to reform policing following a year of demonstration and public anguish sparked by the killing by police of George Floyd and other blacks across the country. We combating crime, overhauling the police, don't have to be at odds. The two efforts are increasingly built that way. Biden will try to do both at once, but Republicans quickly tried to portray his measures as government overreach and link them to efforts to rein in policing. I think a lot of it ties back to this whole defund the police movement and some of the disruption we had in society last year, in civil society last year. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts said on Fox News.
Wait a minute, hold up. Did you say Pete Crickets?
Yep.
These damn governors, they got some name. Pete Crickets.
I'm sorry, Pete Ricketts.
Oh, Ricketts. Oh, I thought you said crickets.
Let's say Ricketts. It's K-E-T-T-S.
Oh.
So is that Ricketts?
I don't know. I think they be having these governors with these names just to put them in office just so that we can laugh.
I think that's part of when you start undermining the basic fundamentals, the foundation. You start breaking apart the bonds that hold us together, and that's why you see an increase in crime. That's what he said. Biden announced a zero tolerance policy will be revoked on a first offense. The president has already announced a half a dozen executive actions on gun control, including going after ghost guns, homemade firearms that lack several numbers.
Ain't nobody getting killed in the hood with no damn homemade firearm. You know, so you see, they playing with you now. Biden is playing. Ain't nobody getting killed with no damn homemade firearm. Ain't nobody getting killed with no damn ghost guns. And ain't nobody getting killed with no legal guns. All the guns that people are getting killed with are illegal. So let's not look at, you know what I'm saying, Biden as doing a good thing. This idiot is just making you seem like he's doing something good. I'm not going to, you know what I'm saying, put me in that position. I guarantee you it'll be a change in every state, because I will have every, you know what I'm saying, I'll make these game bangers scared to even damn think they about to do something sneaky. They'll be on pins and needles messing with me. You know what I'm saying? Because I will be patrolling the streets with armored gear, armored everything. I'll be like, what you doing, nigga? Let me see your pocket. What you got in your pocket?
Somebody else saying what you said earlier. Mm-hmm. His name is Paul Del Pone. He's the head of the National Crime Prevention Council. He says strategy that increase public engagement and the public safety are proven crime stoppers. Put more police officers who are trained and certified in crime prevention on the streets of our community. Makes sense. That's what he said.
Mm-hmm.
Put more police out there.
That's
registration to explain. I mean, to expand background checks has so far stalled in the Senate. After the White House passed it in March, even though the majority leader Chuck Schumer vowed then that the Senate would hold a vote on the bill. Connecticut Senator Chris Murphy has been negotiating for weeks with individual Republicans to see if there is legislation that could win enough votes for passage. One opinion is to narrate the scope of the House bill and expand background checks only to commercial sales like gun shows. More Republicans oppose regulating private sales between individuals as the House bill would be, but some have said they would support tougher regulation of gun shows. Biden will seek increased transparency on gun data and better coordination among states.
See, look, the main thing that they're going after is the law-abiding citizens who are legally able to have one. That's all they're going after. So their main focus is not crime, because they're going after the people who is not committing crimes. How does that even make sense? But you going after the people who are not committing crimes, but yet the people who are committing crimes, you are giving them, you know what I'm saying, workshops where they can learn to work. And how can you teach a person how to work when they know all they know how to do is pull an illegal gun and get it for free? You know what I'm saying? You got, okay, they got two hands, two weights here. Should I work? And work 40 hours a week and get my small paycheck on Friday? Or should I go and grab this gun and get paid today? I think I'm going to grab this gun and get paid today, being that they are not prosecuting for a lot of crimes. They are loosening a lot of crime from being prosecuted. So I think crime pays. And working don't. It don't make sense. Biden ain't doing shit.
push for more money for the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, Explosives, the agency responsibility for enforcing federal gun laws and regulating gun dealers. The Justice Department is also launching strike forces in Chicago, New York, Los Angeles, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., to help take down
evil. Watch what I tell you. They're going to have a whole lot of propaganda instances in the news where they found this gun owner selling an illegal gun, which will be false. It's one of the stage props that they put up to make you think that it is illegal gun shop, is gun shops that's selling illegal guns. This is how they do. They put props up and they put false raids up. Oh, we just raided this gun shop. They just sold this illegal gun over here. We got to crack down on these illegal gun shops. Oh, gun trafficking. They're going to put people like T.I. who get caught in traffic with a whole lot of firearms. Oh, look, we just caught this guy. Pull him over. He had 80 damn launch grenades in his trunk. What was he doing with that? Well, he going to jail now. We got to stiff for more law. I'm telling you, watch what I tell you. There's going to be a whole lot of bullshit that's going to be in the news. That's going to be just that. Bullshit. When the crime rate in your community is still going to be skyrocketing. They are focused on the bullshit and to unarm and to get rid of the gun shops and get rid of the legal guns while the illegal guns is still killing people in your community. Watch what I tell you, people. But anyway, go ahead.
Police officers have said they are struggling with increasing crime and continued tension between police and community. Some say their calls for support are answered as they take the blame for the spike. Biden noted that $350 billion of the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief package can be used by cities to hire law enforcement officers, pay overtime, prosecute gun traffickers, and invest in technology to make law enforcement more efficient. While crime is rising, homicides and shootings are up from the same period last year in Chicago, Los Angeles, Minneapolis, Portland, Oregon, Baltimore, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and Houston. Violent crime overall remains lower than it was a decade ago, or even 5 years ago. Most violent crimes plummet during the first 6 months of the coronavirus pandemic as people stayed indoors in the waiting part, then started creeping up last summer. It all comes against the backdrop of the nation's debate on policing and racism. And as the police reform bill, it is being crafted.
Racism, which they promoted, which they started, all of the things that they saying is they the one that started it. Because you know what I'm saying? They know how ignorant niggas is. So they put their own props up there to cause a racist incident to happen. And then the retarded niggas is going to be like, oh yeah, that's racist. And now you got all the retarded niggas, you know what I'm saying, going after a prop.
And as the Senate bill wrote, Biden wrote several major anti-crime packages, including a 1994 bill that contained provisions now deemed by some as an overreaching to the crime spike in the 1980s and 1990s. Cities say those bills led to mass incarceration of Black Americans.
If that's what need to happen, let it damn happen. If mass incarceration of Black people need to get incarcerated again, let it happen. It was a lot safer, wasn't it? So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Because when you loosen the different laws and you lighten the different laws, look what happened. Niggas take advantage of it. Go ahead.
Biden has expressed a second thought about some aspects of the legislation, but he and his allies still point to the law's provision to address domestic violence, ban assault weapons, and finance community policing. The mayor reported from New York Associated Press writes, Michael Balsamo and Alexander Jack in Washington contribute to this report. And that was the end of that.
Okay. Well, that's going to wrap it up for this. We want to thank you for tuning in and logging on to another episode of the Illuminati News Hour right here on Illuminati Radio Podcast Show. Podcast with your host, Pastor Michael Smith, and your co-host, Sister Harvey. If you're new to this podcast, make sure you hit that follow button and go ahead and hit that share button and share it to a friend or two. And if you want to financially support this podcast, you're welcome to do so. The Cash App is $ Illuminati Radio Fund. That's $ Illuminati Radio FUND. And don't forget, if you want to join my exclusive Facebook Messenger group where you can tune in and check out our nightly Bible study classes, you can do so by sending me a friend request to my Facebook page, which is PSTR Michael Smith. That's PSTR Michael Smith, and that's on Facebook. Till next time, stay tuned. God bless you.